Man, it's quiet in here today. Morning, everyone. So over the next couple of weeks, I actually get the opportunity to preach a couple of times. Over the next 6 weeks, I have 3 weeks, not in a row, but over the 6 weeks where I get to preach. And so I was sitting in service about 3 weeks ago, and I was listening to Pastor James's sermon, and a thought popped into my head. And I realized that God was speaking to me, asking me to preach on a sermon. So I listened, and I kept thinking about that thought. How do we find God in the midst of the busyness and the trouble of our life? How do we find God through all of the noise? And as I was thinking about that, another thought popped in my head. And I was like, two in a row. This is a record. The second thought was, how do we find God in the Bible? When we're reading our word, it's fairly easy to find God's name on pretty much every page. But how do we find out who he is and what he wants for our lives? And then a week later, I was looking at my notes that I'd scribbled down during that sermon, and yet another thought popped in my head. How do we find God in the hard times? And all of a sudden, I had a sermon series. And so over the next 6 weeks, I'm preaching three different times, and I'm going to preach three different sermons on how do we find God. And so today, I'm going to start off with In the Silence, and then in 2 weeks' time, I'm doing In the Word, and then 2 weeks after that, or 3 weeks after that, I'm going to be doing In the Hard Times. So before I preach today, let me just pray. Amen. Why is silence difficult to find? I mean, silence by definition is actually impossible. Silence by definition is the complete absence of all sound. Now, during that prayer, it might have seemed fairly silent, but in fact, there was the whir of the fans going, there was a little bit of shuffling of papers. I heard a little bit of shuffling in the seats as well. And even though I was focusing on the prayer and asking God just to help me during this sermon to preach his word properly, I was still getting distracted by the little noises here and there. Silence is difficult because it's impossible to find. So how do we find God in the silence if it's impossible? Well, yesterday, as I was driving to work, I was praying to God, asking him just to reveal something about the sermon. I didn't feel like it was complete yet. I felt like there was just something missing. And so as I was driving to work, and for those of you who know where I live like a block away from my work, so I probably should have walked, but I drove anyways. And as I was driving, I was praying, and I just asked God, I know it's Saturday. I know it's going to be really busy at work. Please, just allow me to hear from you today, to know what to bring into the sermon. And I got to work, and I walked through the door, and there was a lineup of 8 people at the counter. And I went, that's a great start. And I walked into the back and got ready for work, and got told that I was on drive-thru. And I was like, all right, number 2, that's one of the noisiest places to work. And so I got there, I put on my headset, and just car after car started coming through. And if you've ever been to McDonald's, there's a lot of noise. There's beeping, there's talking, there's people just rustling around, there's the bun machine is just whirring away just consistently. The drive-thru has its own little beep every time that a car comes through. And so as I was standing there, hoping that God was going to speak to me in the midst of the silence of the day, somewhere in the cacophony of noise, I realized that this is exactly what I was preaching on. Trying to find God in the midst of all of the noise. And all of a sudden, there was a break in the car for 2 minutes, and I closed my eyes. I just said, God, what do you want from me tomorrow? And so clearly, I just heard, why don't you use this as an example? In the midst of all of the noise, there was this small break, just 2 minutes, where there was quiet. And in that moment, I heard from God. It's often hard to find God because God he loves to reveal himself through things. And one of the ways that he reveals himself is through silence. It's impossible to find true silence, but the Bible shows us that seeking God in the silence is truly important. Now, we're going to be reading from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 through 13. And while you guys are turning there, I'm going to give just a little bit of context to this passage. This passage is about Elijah. Elijah was this amazing prophet. And just a few chapters earlier, he was up on this mountainside facing off against the prophets of Baal, this false god. And this battle ensued between the prophets of Baal and Elijah, where they were trying to prove that their God was the true God. It was Elijah against a lot of prophets. And these prophets decided that they were going to go all out trying to prove. And so over a period of a day and a half, they cut themselves. They were screaming. They were shouting, trying to wake their God up in order to light this altar on fire. In the end, their God didn't answer. And Elijah, being a man of God, prayed and then told them to dump water on the altar and then dump more water on the altar and basically just make the altar so wet that it would be impossible to light. And then Elijah prayed again. And fire came from heaven, lit the altar up, and those prophets were put to death because their God was not real. But in that, Elijah started to have doubts. He started to wonder if he was the only prophet left, the only one who still believed in God. He just went up against hundreds of these other prophets, and it was just him. And so he went to one of the towns, and when he went there, he realized that he was alone. And he realized also that he had to get away because there was somebody coming after him. And so he ran away up to a mountain into a cave. And there, he found God. So I'm going to read 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 through 13. There he went into a cave and spent the night. And the word of the Lord came to him. What are you doing here, Elijah? He replied, I've been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to the death with the sword. I'm the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too. The Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake came a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Elijah witnessed these brilliant, bright, dangerous, and loud displays of power. And after every single one, just this small little statement, God was not in that. It wasn't until the quiet whisper came that Elijah truly heard God. A gentle whisper. That was God. Now, if I take my guitar here, and I start to play, now, I'm pretty certain none of you were able to hear what I was saying there. What I was saying was, while I'm playing guitar, it's pretty impossible to hear when I'm whispering. In fact, even if I were to just step away from the mic, a quiet whisper is silence. It's really, really, really hard to hear. And even if you're close, you might miss it. I mean, the closest people are Sarah and these two. And were you guys able to hear the second whisper? Little bit? Yeah. So even when you're close, it's hard to hear a whisper. But Elijah heard it. And Elijah knew that it was God. He immediately after talked to God, and God revealed that there's more than just him. He didn't have to be afraid. So we can take two main points away from the story of Elijah when it comes to silence. The first is that we need to be listening in order to hear God. If Elijah knew that God was coming, if he had heard, yeah, I'm going to pass by, and he just stayed in the cave and started drawing on the walls, he would have never seen this beautiful, brilliant display. And he would have never heard God. Secondly, we should try to be close to God. Elijah loved God and would pray frequently. Throughout his story, we see it time and time again where he would just communicate with God. And because he knew who God was, he was able to recognize that that quiet, that gentle whisper was God. He knew that God wasn't in all of these big displays as we often think God is. We often think that God reveals himself through the biggest and the most amazing things, but often it's those small little moments. When Barry was sharing his story, I was quite amazed because that's a gentle whisper, recognizing the fact that a phone call in the midst of a conversation is God. And while speaking on this passage, Cardinal Robert Serra, this amazing man of faith in the Catholic Church, said, God's first language is silence. And when asked about that, he said, I wanted to invite Christians and people of goodwill to enter into silence. Without it, we are in an illusion. The only reality that deserves our attention is God himself. And God is silent. He waits for our silence to reveal himself. So how do we find God in the silence? Well, the first way is to get to know who the Father was, spending time with him in word and prayer. Now, I have this amazing illustration that I love using of a city boy and a farmer. They're walking through this busy city street. Cars are whizzing by. There's noise everywhere. There's a guy getting arrested down on the corner. Sirens are going off. There's people walking in and out of businesses, and the bells are ringing, and there's a conversation going off to the side. And as they're walking through, the farmer turns to the city boy and goes, I can hear a cricket. City boy goes, there's no way in the midst of all of this noise that you can hear a cricket. It's impossible. I mean, can't you hear that siren or those people talking about what they're going to eat for lunch? I mean, there's so much noise, it's impossible that you hear a cricket right now. Farmer goes, no, I hear a cricket. So he walks over to a planter on the side of the road that has a little bit of dirt in the bottom, and he bends down, and he picks up a clump of dirt, starts to sift the dirt off of his hand, and as he does it, a little cricket is sitting in his hand. And the city boy looks at the cricket and goes, How did you hear that? How did you know where that cricket is? Farmer goes, "Well, you've been living in the city the whole life, listening to these sounds and recognizing that that is your life. That is what you hear. But me, I'm out on the farm. I hear crickets all the time. Every night, they serenade me as I go to sleep. I know these crickets, and I know what they sound like. So when I come into the city, I don't hear the rest of the noise. All I hear is that cricket." In this illustration, we see that the farmer knew the sound of the cricket because he knew what that cricket was. He knew its sound. He knew what the cricket was. And that cricket, obviously, in this illustration is God. And when we take the time to get to know God in his word and in prayer, we're able to hear him more frequently. And the second way that we can find God in the silence is to get away to a place where the world can't distract us. For like the first time in many weeks, I don't have my phone on me right now because I know that it distracts me. Whenever I preach, I make sure that I have it somewhere else because it's really easy for that phone to get in the way. It's really easy for televisions or work to get in the way. But when we get away and find a place that is silent, we can start to hear God. Now, there's a really good example in the Bible of someone who went away to find God frequently. That was Jesus. Jesus, whenever he went to go to the Father, he would go somewhere else where the crowds of people weren't there. In Luke chapter 6, verse 12, it says, "Jesus withdrew to lonely places and prayed." Oh, that's 5 verse. 6 verse 12 says, "One of these days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray, and he spent the night praying to God." He went alone. He told his disciples he was going to pray, and he went up on the mountainside just to spend time with God. And in 5 verse 12, or 5 verse 16, as I just read, he often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. In other translations, it says he would withdraw to the wilderness to pray. And so we get two really good examples. Find time alone to hear God, and go out into the wilderness. And the last example, throughout Jesus' life, he would often go to temples to pray. He was a good Jew, and he followed the traditions, and so he would often go there to teach, but he would also go there to speak with his Father. Now, we have an amazing church sanctuary here, and I know it's hard to find silence when you're around a lot of things. But every Tuesday and Friday, this church is open. We're typically here in the morning, one of us is, and the sanctuary is a very quiet place to pray. And we would love for you to come and use this space as a place that is quiet to hear God. If you need someone to pray with you, we'd be more than willing to do that. So silence is truly important to the walk of a Christian. Oftentimes, we can clearly miss the call of God if we're too busy, if we aren't listening for what he has to say. And that's really what my story was. Before coming here, I lived a year where I was just so inundated with noise that I couldn't hear God. But I can clearly remember two very specific moments where God spoke through that noise in short moments of quietness. First was when Sarah and I went to a friend's wedding, and I clearly heard that I was not where God wanted me to be. I didn't know what it meant at the time, but I knew that something needed to change. And the second was just a little bit after that. We went to go and visit the campus that Sarah and I went to college at, and I took some time while we were there and just prayed, and once again felt this overwhelming urge that we needed to move. In those small bits of silence, I realized that I needed to get going. And so we moved. And after another 4 months of praying in silence, we moved here to this church. Silence is hard to find, but I would highly recommend finding the time and finding the place where the silence is there so that you can find God in the midst of it. If we truly want to hear what God has for our lives, we should find him in the silence. Let's pray. God, I thank you so much that your word is clear, that you show us that you are found in the silence. I just pray, Lord, that we would be able to find that silence today and in the months to come. Find those small moments of time where you are clearly speaking to us. Thank you, Lord, for the silence. In your name, amen.
We invite you to stand with us for singing our closing song.